Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please add a zip code?
No, I don't think you need that. All I'm doing is calling. I've already called, and I just went to my bank and found out y'all have already put a transaction through my account. I've had to cancel my debit card, so you don't do that anymore, and I'm filing a dispute, and I'm also calling the attorney general on your place.
I can look and see what's going on.
No, I can tell you what's going on. It's a fraud. I thought I was paying $2 for shipping for a Cuisinart mixer that was supposed to have won by filling out a survey, and it comes to find out y'all are charging me $59 for something I didn't order. And you won't give me my motherfucking money back. I'm reporting you to every entity that I can possibly report you to for this fraud.
Okay. I mean, I could take a look at the account and see.
Well, you don't need, what do you need? Some more personal information? You've already got my address, my debit card number, my name. What else do you want?
Uncle, I was just trying to see, if you're getting charged, I can see what I can do with a possible refund or however. I just need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
I'm not going to give you that again. The last person told me they could not give me a refund unless the bank called them and said there was not a dispute. Well, the bank can't call you. They're just going to file a dispute. You've already taken the money out of my account. You did that within a couple hours. It all happened today. I don't appreciate being ripped off. Why does your website start with a Walmart survey? Can you answer that question?
You said, does it start with a Walmart survey? I honestly don't know anything unless I'm able to pull up an account, ma'am.
Well, there's no need for you to pull up the account because you're not going to do anything about it. I'm just mainly calling back to let you know that I'm going to report y'all to the Attorney General of North Carolina and anybody else that I can find to report y'all to.
Okay, I understand the confusion, but I'd be more than happy to assist. That information I just need so I can be
Where is your company located? Where is your company located?
We're located in Alabama.
And what's the name of the company?
We're customer service for many different online vendors.
Well, the company that I just talked to said it was Bites something. Bites Hub?
Okay. It probably was. Let's try it one more time. What's the zip code? Followed by the first and last name?
27603 is the zip code.
And repeat your first and last name.
Dorothy King.
Okay. For security purposes, Ms. King, could you verify the shipping address?
You've already got it.
I just need to verify this information. That's why.
Verify it for what? What do you need to verify it for?
Your shipping address.
What good is that going to do? I think you've already got it pulled up by my name.
No, I don't have it pulled. I just need you to verify the shipping address. That's all.
Okay. It's 1401 Tavernier Nolane.
Thank you for the information. Now, I have your account pulled up for the meal plan. And your account has been canceled. Now, due to a dispute on the account, ma'am, unfortunately, we're unable to issue a refund due to a dispute.
Well, you know what? There wasn't a dispute until after I realized that it came through my account.
Okay.
There was nothing on that website that said I was getting ready to purchase anything from this company. Nothing. Until I got to the end of that, and then it said that I was being charged 59 $4 and 80 some cents for something that I didn't even know I was getting. What is wrong with this? Why is this the way it is?
And I understand your concerns, don't get me wrong, but due to a dispute on the account, it's nothing that I can do at this moment. That's something that your banking institution could be able to handle. It's nothing that I can do.
Well, you can answer this question. Why did that website direct me to you? Why did I buy something that I had no knowledge that I was buying? Until it was too fucking late. Why?
Yes, I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. That's just something that you will have to take up with your banking institution, ma'am. But, you know, the information was listed on the website. It explained the terms and conditions. However,
No, it did not. There was nothing about what I was purchasing until I got to the very end after I had given all of my information and the deal was done. Then it said something about what I had just ordered. That was the first time. I didn't see anything leading up to that point. I thought I was paying $2 in shipping for something else. Until it was too late, and you already took it out of my fucking bank account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but I will be able to apologize for the inconvenience.
You know you're working for a company that's fraudulent. Did you know that?
Okay, I apologize for the inconvenience, but only how we can be able to issue you a refund if you have your banking institution over on the line. If your banking institution get on the line and state that they'll drop the dispute, we'll be more than happy to issue the refund back into your account. But that's just something that your banking institution has to inform us on the behalf.
No, I think it's a good idea for them to go ahead and go through with this dispute because maybe that'll help my case when I call the attorney general on your company. Because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to get your asses shut down the best way I can because it's the fucking principle of the thing. You're fraudulent, you're misleading, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that you've gotten $59 fucking dollars from. I don't know how in the hell you people sleep at night knowing what you're doing with the motherfucking assholes.